Let's talk about reindeer moss, Spanish moss, and lichens. So we have talked a little bit about reindeer moss before, and it's not really moss, am I right?
Right, that's right.
It's a lichen, right?
Yeah, and that's an important distinction. You know, what we call the things we see out in the woods or anywhere affects what we think about them, and by calling them the wrong names, we miss amazing stories that are going on behind the scenes because we're overlooking them.
So moss is a plant, right?
Moss would be a plant. So it traps sunlight and makes nutrition that way and is rooted in the soil, you could say, and stuff like that.
And lichen?
Lichens are different. Not only are they not a plant at all, although they may look like one, they're not even an individual kind of an organism. Like if you look at, let's say, the reindeer, we should call them reindeer lichens instead of reindeer moss. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're this crinkly-looking things in a carpet all over the ground, and you bend down in there. What you're looking at mostly is a kind of a fungus, but it's not really like a mushroom would be. If you had a mushroom growing out of the ground, it would be connected to little fungal threads going down in the soil, kind of like roots.
It's like the fruit of the thing underground.
It'd be a fruit of the thing underground that's getting its nutrition from the soil.
Mm-hmm.
But these reindeer lichens are not really connected to the soil at all.
They're just sitting on top of whatever they're on?
They're sitting on top, and if you kind of lifted one up, there's the crumbling remains of the older part of it. So it's just sort of sitting there. So where's it getting its nutrition from?
It must be getting it from the air.
Yeah. So it's amazing. They get their nutrition from dust and pollen falling on there and rotting and rain and snow, which is amazing. That means they can live on really sterile, you know, bare rock sand and stuff like that. So that's more impressive, really, than your average mushroom or a moss. But then on top of that, it's even more sophisticated. It's not just a fungus. The body of it's a fungus, but it looks kind of greenish because there are little microbes living in it that give it the color. And there are two kinds of those. There are little algae that you might think of living in a lake, and that gives it kind of the green color. And they make sugars like a plant would, and it helps feed the fungus colony, you could say.
Right.
Then there's another kind of little colorful microbe in there. It's a kind of bacterium called cyanobacteria. And they trap sunlight like a plant, but they're a completely different kingdom as well. And not only that, they can trap nitrogen gas, which is from the air, what most of the air is made of, and it's useless to us. We breathe it in, breathe it out. They can take that and turn it into fertilizer, a nitrogen fertilizer.
So are they like fixing the nitrogen, but not in the soil, but just in
straight
their
out of
body.
The air. It's making nutrition straight from the air by nitrogen fixation. And now it turns out not just with reindeer lichens, but lichens in general, the ones you'll see on the tree trunks and hanging from the branches.
Like Spanish quote moss.
Spanish quote moss. Which is actually not a moss but a flowering plant living down south. What you'll see up in the north country is actually a lichen that looks like Spanish moss. All these things together, if you added it up on all of the continents of the world, they make half of the nitrogen fixation, the natural fertilizer that then spreads through the soil, through the plants, through the animals, and provides the nitrogen that we all need to make our proteins in your muscles, in your hair, your fingernails, all these things.
So half?
They make half of the nitrogen fixed on the land, not counting us, of course, because we do it artificially too.
Right.
But they're a very important part of the whole forest ecosystem as a source of nutrition as well.
Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley at St. Lawrence University.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with Natural Sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by the Glenn and Carol Pearsall Adirondack Foundation, dedicated to improving the quality of life for year-round residents of the Adirondack Park. www.pearsallfoundation.org. And Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.